Fuck them other bitches who don't rock with us. Only fast thoughts, shit ain't no thoughts with us. Chanel round shades like binoculars. Diamond nose ring, they think pop with us. I give you every penny like Oscar. We gon' smoke a pound of runs at the Oscars. She fucked on a hooper and a boxer. Came to my crib in his boxers. Knowing me, I'm from the block, I still fucked her. I came from Harold's Chicken to eating lobsters. Spanish bitch say gracias. Before I eat, I say my fatia. I need a spider jacket, wear stuck. Ain't playing, I got my Glock in the club. I break the perk just to give her a buzz. Fuck you if you ain't show us no love.
This shit crazy. Hopping out the car, no photos, baby. Fuck around with you, I've been throwed off lately. Heard shit through the grapevine. You want time, I'ma take mine. Gucci belt for her waistline. Say you down, gotta stay down. Otherwise, I'ma make my rounds. No cap, yeah.
Alright, yo, but I wanted to shout out D-Blue one time. A designer from SM.
Yeah,
he got him merch and thing like that. I could order it and thing. Just send him a message on Instagram. His Instagram is...
Okay.
Yeah, his Instagram is underscore N-I-N. 97EEN. My bad.
No, ship them too?
Yeah.
Like, send them to France and thing?
D-Blue 97. Yeah, you know, send to France.
Okay.
France and SM and thing like that.
True.
Yeah. Free shipping. Yeah. So that's a possible design. We logo and all too.
Okay. Okay then. Shout out to D-Blue. Thank you very much.
One time.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
So, yo, today we got two topics. We got two topics, one presented by me and one presented by Sean. The topic that I have today is about long-distance relationship and how to maintain a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, the ups and downs about long-distance relationship, because we know long-distance relationship not easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're rough. They got a lot of ups and downs. Me? I know for sure one thing while rough is that there are things that be said over text and over, you know, voice notes and stuff like that, and over the phone.
Alors, that'll be interpreted.
Yeah, that was mal interpreted déjà de un. And after next thing too, you know, people that say things, they want more to say things when you endure, you know, than when you phone fast, no? They want more courage to say things, no? And I don't like that.
You don't like that?
Yeah, I don't like when somebody got more courage to say something over the phone because they know me in general.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I judge, you could say the same thing. Like, tell me, say exactly what you see when I judge. Not, you know what I mean? Not because I'm in general and I talk from you. You could talk anyhow to me anyhow. I don't like that, no. But
to have a main thing that the bother everybody now talking about it for a week now, I've been talking about it, and to have a main thing that the bother everybody is the schedule and the timing. You know what I mean? Because I can not have time for the other person, right? But the other person want my time, and it had to gere. So prioritizing your schedule well is a thing with that.
But then the other person gonna understand that.
Make time for each other. But when you don't got time for each other, still try to communicate with like, don't make it because for man now. We man working all the time, right?
Yeah.
And when we come home, team talk, we want to talk.
Well,
a woman want to talk. Every time when she come home, she want to talk. What she did, she want to talk about. You know what I mean? What went down on the job? Who hit who? Who cussed who? What did boss do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then, that's a woman, eh? That's just a woman. So.
Nah.
Yeah, but...
It's natural, eh?
I know what...
It's natural.
Yeah, but I know what you...
But it can get frustrating for her when you don't want that.
Yeah, of course. Can get frustrating because you is a man and a woman, and so a woman is something, a man is something.
Now, we
must got some stuff where we ain't gonna agree on, like it just in nature, bro.
But I let if I got going deeper, you know, you use that person that she want to talk to now, you know what I mean? Because when she at work or wherever she be, if she's still going to school or whatever she doing, at the end of the day, you're the only person what should be thinking about, you know, to tell what's going on, you know. And I understand that she want your full attention, or she want at least a minimum of your attention, you know what I mean? Because I could understand where she's coming from, but I also could understand where you coming from too, because men different. Men maybe want, you know, when they come from work, they just want to pose it, you know what I mean? But the man posing is telling you how was your day, so that you could, you know, keep a conversation and keep that connection. No? They always...
Yeah, but okay, to got this thing of, yo, you boring. Because the day is the same every day. Every day is the same. So now you become boring.
Yeah, but that's why sometimes you got to have imagination too, man, to talk about something that... to talk about something with the person, not just what you doing. Okay, I doing that. I going there. Able to talk about different things.
I don't think.
Yeah, but so now if the prolonger, now if the distance is like not a month or 2 months, now if it's a whole year now, how you maintain that? How you maintaining that?
Bye. You're asking good questions. You're asking good questions. But the thing is, it all depends on you. It all depends on the girl, and it all depends on the situation also. Because if it's over the phone, I think over the phone wasn't in person. No? You know, if it's over,
it was.
Yeah, I think over the phone wasn't in person. In person, you could still be doing things, and while you're listening, and you don't feel like, you know, you fully distant. I look at the phone. You limit can be sitting down, and you know you got a phone, or you can't speak, or you can't do too much. I think because you may hear and stuff like that. It demands a lot more attention on the phone. And in person, you could be starting to cook and all of that. While she tell you how your day be and stuff like that, and you could do two things at the same time. You ain't sitting down and just listening to her, no? Because you know.
Now, wow.
So I could say that easier in person than on the phone. Way easier in person than on the phone. After, if you want to be honest, if you want to be honest, and you could honestly tell her that, honestly, I don't want to hear about the people on the job anymore, no? Or I don't want to hear about this anymore. I don't want that the same old story with them again and again, you know? So don't blame, because you ain't gonna say she boring, because I don't think that end well, you know? So you find a reason, you find something, you tell her. Then people,
but even that, anything you say about a talking point going be taken in a bad way. Because okay, you don't want to talk to me. We fight from each other. What you don't want to talk to me for? This is what we have to talk about. Yeah, I mean, what you want to talk about it for? Not as a problem.
Well, I see what you're saying.
Everything can always be a problem. Anything you say about the conversation,
yeah, can't
be a problem.
Yeah, but that's that. You know why all of that for? Because all of that is the fact of being far away. The only thing in long distance relationship have is phone conversation. That's the closest they could get. And you know, men, I think, could still, you know, like or love a girl even if they didn't talk to them for the day. Even if they didn't talk to them for 2 days, you know, the feelings didn't change for them, no?
Mm-hmm.
A local girl, you know, one day at that luck, you know, bam, checking again on here, you know? And it'll be 2-3 days, and after that one, after she can take she distance, no? She can go towards something else or somebody else. You know what I mean? So the fact that she's still trying to fight for your attention, I think is a good thing. You know, I think that means she's still there, she still cares, because I could tell you when she stopped, yep, you ain't too good, eh?
That means she stopped.
That was, you ain't too good, eh? That's all she have. That's all she have is, that's the closest all you could get now. So, she knows she went through this today. She can tell you. And maybe from Dior, you know, she said, yeah, man, eat bread. Oh, yeah, but you, I got story. And you been kick off. Yeah, but I got story about a bread. But a man beat up a man with a bread already. You never hear that? You know? but I mean, you know, to just have a conversation, because that's all you have at the end of the day. You can hug her, you can hold her. Even if she was in the problem, she was person. She just want comfort. You can hold her, you can hug her, you can kiss her, she forehead, nothing. All you gotta do is listen. Even if for you too much of her. But all you gotta do is listen. You know what I mean?
I'd put it like this. We can't see each other now. We ain't got time for each other now. But look at what we're doing. We working, we doing this, we getting diplomas out of the place, you know what I mean? It's like we working on a foundation. We're on two different sides of the foundation, but we can walk all to the top.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel you too. I know exactly what you mean. But the problem is in she head, are you doing it, but are you doing it separately? Because
yeah, but it's to meet up at
the end. Seeing that what she's saying if you go from there, she still got what she got. If you decide to leave her, she still got what she got. Are you still right now independent? Are you independent on each other? Even if are you planning on meeting up, you know, both are you gonna got good diplomas, good job to build a house? Are you reached to the middle yet?
Mm.
Are you reached to the middle yet? What she wants is to be going up the ladder together. Not you going one step ahead because you get this more than her or not, you know. She wants to be together.
They want to feel that together. We gotta move at the same
pace. It depends on the girl, man. It depends on the girl. It depends, not all the time. It depends because some of them, like, you know, they who does really they want to see you like do good now, so they can really push you. Bro.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're still in it. Yeah, but they're still in it. They still feel like they are part of it because they're pushing you towards it. No, even if you are going up by yourself, and she's still. In fact, the thing is, she just want to be involved. Have a say in your thing, so you can have a say in hers. Are you going up together?
But that's a different thing. Now she don't need no push.
Yeah, but
you don't need no push. But just take it.
She just wants to feel like she's supporting you. You must take no push. That one don't take no push. You ain't need no push to reach up. But take the support. Because if you feel you may need somebody for support, though. Because you ain't need no push today. Because you're doing good.
Uh-huh.
But if something happen and you fall right back down, you will need support. So that to have somebody by your side when you win in and that person is still there when you lose in. That's the most important. I think I'll go the same way. Yeah, because maybe she don't need no push neither, but she want your support. You know, when she got bad with whatever she went through, she want your support. She want your input in how she could have deal with it or how she could deal with it next time or whatever. So that when she go up with you. When she fall along, she know that you're right there ready to catch on. She just don't want to feel alone. Yeah. Men could be independent and feel alone and go up. But women need that little support. They ain't do it by themselves. They want somebody to be there with them.
Some of them. I think a different type of women.
Don't be misogynistic. So, okay. I got next question. So, should you talk every day in a long distance?
I think that's essential.
Not every day.
I think that's essential.
I think every day, let me sit up.
No, but I think that's essential, Wilson. I think that's essential. I think, you know what I say? I think right now we're wrong, all of us wrong, for not having a female input in this conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, totally. I was just thinking that.
Because the truth is, women is men. Women is full men. Women is 3.5 men with Alenzo.
What does this mean?
Half a man.
Well, so let me share experience here with you, man. Eh? So me and this girl. This girl live in Canada. We need to be smart.
I'm a holy dog.
So we need to have some smart and things going up. We must have like more than 6 years knowing each other. And like towards nothing but just friends, no. And then now for the last summer, feelings start to catch in whatever and stuff, yeah, no. Then now she in Canada and I was in SM. After I got no friends and thing. We start everything. Then after that we got no friends and thing. I got no friends and thing, and then after she start that nigga, she just expects she feelings about me and thing, whatever, no. And then I think that touched me and thing. I think like, yo, after like I start feeling it and things, so then I catch my feelings little by little bit, no. But they go this long distance, no, and thing, and both of us be doing thing on the side, you know. When we doing it, I mean like walking and stuff, yeah. So then after like she'll be want to be talking every day and thing. So like on that, you say I go Nati talking every day, don't mess it up because she talking every day, but me I know we play one thing because you know in school and after school it's football and also and then she'll send message, I'll answer, and then she'll send back a message and answer like 3 hours after and them things, no.
Yeah, I feel you. It's like the communication. The communication need to be quality,
Let me finish that.
Then after like the communication was not like that. So then after she just had a day, she was just talking, like she just said what she was thinking, not checking like how come I never got time for her and this and that? No, after I told her, yo, I'll be playing football. And me, I don't know if I'm wrong, but I tell her to everybody, you know, football come before you and like, I was sick later, I don't know. So then after, she was taking a bad way, she's taking a bad way, no, but I tell her, Tino, bad way.
Yeah. No, but I understand what you mean.
You have to say that, like straight up like that.
So then after the buff and after whatever, we are get back cool and thing. And then, no, I like, we are stop talking November. And then, like, January, so, like, we even talk to each other for Christmas and New Year's, no? So after January, I come back and I just, okay, we just call her, no? You know, I just call her, no? And then after she pick up and thing. After we are get back on good terms and thing, no? And then, between November and January, she still have feelings, no? Like, the feelings even doing, no? And for me, I get it, gone. Like, I know you mean talking to you. And then, like, it's like, you disappear. So, to me, it's gone. So, then, she come out with her feelings and then that's for me. I think, like, me know I feel, and you know? I'll give them mixed singles, no? I will tell them, I want to be with you. But me want to be with them, no? Because, like, me, I don't know reason.
Yeah. No, but I understand what you're saying.
Me, man is boys. Like me, if you see a girl, like, you know, them thing, me, I can't tell her long distance, and then to go a girl, yeah, I get you to move. You check, I get just still do it move.
You, it's like you don't want to be. It's like you don't want to be.
Yeah, you want to live your experience life.
Like, yeah, I want to live and things. Yeah, so I'm gonna make single. She be telling me that I give not too much make single and thing. Then just must have last month, yeah, or maybe a month and some couple weeks ago, yeah. We just ended it, and after that, she's checking, like, okay. I know she's feeling because they were just talking on the phone, she's like, okay. So, for me to get you out of this, she tell me she want the best for me, this and that. She's checking, like, I'm going to get your number and stuff, and that's why I'm going to pop back up in your life in the next 2-3 years later. She's checking, like, somebody gotta get hot. It was okay. Somebody gotta get hot. So, hey, take my eye.
That's life. Yeah.
She just delete me. She beat me. I took like.
Yeah,
I mean, like, you know, like, she's like a girl. Like, I could just call her blue and just tell her how my day was and all that. You know? And she would do the same thing, but just that.
Yo.
The long distance, me, dying for me. Well,
yo, somebody must get hurt in that situation. Yeah. Somebody just must get hurt. Ting, I know we are about get it. Somebody can get hurt.
Everything.
If I could say, I had to say no. Joe, Alonso, Miguel, that was a rough situation. J'avoue que that was a rough situation. Eh? I never been in something so, you know, like that exactly, but I never been in something like that. But where you tell her, where you like, where you tell her, and you like, you say you to tell everybody, football come first. If I gotta be honest with you, I feel like you wrong for saying that.
Yeah, I'm wrong for
because yo, because yo, you love football and stuff like that. But don't forget when you had football, you had that. Sometimes you never used to play football. Eh? When you had football, you still had your boys, you still had friends, you still had your family. Boy.
Yeah.
So that's you can like take something what wasn't your. And just put it over people, no?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but that thing mean more to you, no?
Yeah, like, exactly. In today, like,
of course he put it in front of everybody. That mean the, like,
yeah,
he ain't got his family,
yeah, exactly,
right now. He ain't got a friends with him right now. Of course, he put football in front of everything. That
was happy today. Yeah, I was saying, I understand, man. But you just have to find another way to tell it to her.
You know, I've seen it.
Like, make her understand something, like, what really, you know, important to you, like, what you really want to do now.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, excuse you for, you know, but you only have to say that in front of you just so.
Yeah, then I apologize to her because she'll bring it back up. And then I apologize to her. Like, everything I say, like, me saying in a bad way, it's because I say it like that, you know, taking it a bad way, but
it's like me saying, my job over everybody. Eh? I don't care what you think about me. I ain't got no time for you. You want to be cool? I got my job. And that I focus on right now, chua. That ain't my problem. If you want to go and you see the bigger picture, that your business, I can't hold you. I ain't holding nobody back. Because that ain't the most important thing to me right now.
Yeah.
So I agree with Alonso in a way, but the only way I agree with him is how he say it.
Yeah.
But why he do? I can't. Mm-hmm.
And Sean, you're right. You're right, because I'm gonna let them namely in the cars, like, I'm missing them now. So you're right on the like when you say.
But yeah, I miss them. But that wasn't the end goal. Dog. The end goal is for you to play football. And to make it in that. A relationship can come up next time. Anyways.
I'll come back again,
But the opportunity you get to know there. Get out once.
See you there.
That's me, eh? Because me, I feel like I said on the last one, I don't want to waste time. That.
Nah. I feel like.
I ain't want to waste time. And if I get that opportunity today,
take it.
I ain't wasting time on it. I'm going to put all my focus on
sure,
it.
For sure.
But not let me ask you a question. You prefer have a work than a family? A job? Job than have a family? Because you say you feel it. You say you didn't want to waste time right now on your job. But who telling you ain't wasting time on your girl? You know if you get another girl after that one? What type of girl you get after that one? Because you say you wasting time, you don't want to waste no time, because you automatically think that your job is, you know, what can mold your life and what can bring you where you're supposed to. But who tell you you ain't going to be wasting time on your family? Because who tell you that is you what can be, you want to be who you got to be. Who tell you think your girl, you know, what you're supposed to be focusing on, because she can make you a family and she is what can make you happy. She is who you can come home to and she can get your favorite dish put on the table for you. She want to have her lingerie on. You know what I mean? Because I don't think you want to see a boss in a motherfucking lingerie. You know what I mean?
When you get a promotion, you want, what you want to see? Your boss again?
That why you want to see a boss again?
You put on him?
In that situation, both of them can work at the same time, man. He don't get the opportunity for your job, but then when you get opportunity, they'll come your girl, you know? And if she agree with it, like, for example, you know, send them movies, and before they get opportunity to go away and this and that, and if you get a girl to go, she go in him? You know, simple.
Movies. Yeah, exactly, Alonso. In movies. Because there is where we might put in the money over the there is where the money becoming the happiness. See that we might want a good job. We want to be important and with job and stuff like that. But all of that is for the money, because I could guarantee you, I love my job, but my job, I ain't never choose my job over my family. I prefer have my son, you know, my son can't sleep and I need bed with him trying to get him to sleep. You know what I mean? I prefer running back with my son on the voie vert. That's what I prefer. I prefer go work Saturday and Sunday. Where your priority and where you like being come in. You know what I mean? If you think that you wasting time focusing on the girl and not enough on your job, that's what you want. But that ain't never, nobody never tell you that that was the choice what you had to make. Nobody never tell you that you're going to be happy doing that.
You got to make sacrifice.
Yeah, you're going to make sacrifice. But I could tell you, imagine one of these days, Nati, let me just put an example. One of these days, Nati, we might all go back St. Martin. Oh, like we might always say, you know, we might all go Greece and stuff like that. We might go Greece. We might all hang out with my own room, and you're going to pull up Greece with your EDF shut on. Is that what you want? You're going to pull up with your... Nah, is that what you want? You're going to come there by yourself? All of us are going to be there, yeah, but you know what I mean? And Nati with the EDF shut on. When you man drinking cocktail, all of us drunk. When you man know we getting some tonight. You know what I mean? Nah, G. Somewhere, you supposed to find, you know, because me, my house, après, that's entering now a little bit on my topic, no? That entering a little bit now on my topic. We house and a home. Because Nati, so that means, what's a home to you? Since that you wasting time if you got your girl and stuff like that, she wasting your time. You got focused on your job. So what's a home to you? What's a home to you, Nati? What's a home to you?
That's a difficult question.
Because a house to me is where I live in, where I sleeping and stuff like that. That's a house.
That's a home to you.
That's a house. Where you sleeping.
That's a
house. And stuff
that's
like a house. That. Yeah, that's a house. That's where you sleeping. And that's why I be in, you know, I get up and I go in the shower, I get up, I go in the shower, I go work and stuff like that. That's a house. A home is where you could honestly come home and say, this is yours. You know, you feel so comfortable, dear. You know what I mean? This is yours.
A home, okay, I rent a house or I buy a house. I live in there by myself, but I set it up. I put money into this house, right?
It's a house.
And I set it up properly and thing. And I love the house. I love the house. I feel comfortable in the house.
But you don't know?
Yeah. I ain't disagree with what you're saying. I ain't disagree with what you're saying. Cause I think I have the same values as you. But I just trying to show you a different perspective and a same...
Answer I got a different one too, I think.
Let me hear what you guys say.
Because for me, a house is a house the same thing like what Sean said. A house, right? For me, a home is like, say, for me, if you got a home, like, say, you and your wife, you know, it's you and your wife, say, you and your wife, your child.
Yeah.
Right? You are living in a house, but are you who make it the home?
Exactly.
So, you check?
Yeah.
So now today, tomorrow, I got in another house. That's still the same. It's a different house, but still the same home, you know? Yeah. And that's what you call home. Everybody.
Yeah. Facts. Exactly. Facts. Because of it, you have somebody in there, you know, where you value. You have people in there where you value more than life. Qua. You then love again, them.
You could be by yourself too, eh? You know? Like,
now I was just going to ask.
No, like you see, your example, I mean, doing it, that's you by yourself, qua. You know, you're renting a place, that you're thing, but you know, like, you love everything what's going on, so that automatically, that a home there.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, automatically. You could have a home by yourself, because let's just say you love basketball. If you you buy a house or you build a house or whatever, or you buy an apartment or whatever, and you go in there and you know you got your basketball trophies on the side and stuff like that, and you know that that's your accomplishment. This is your house now. You could sit on here and check in. Wow, you know you proud of yourself in that house. It's a home, even if you're by yourself. It's a home.
The home is where you feel comfortable at. Where you happy at? If you're happy in the house, Tina home that. The people in the house might still view it as a home because they're happy there.
But if you ain't happy, then you're home. De toute façon, the definition of home, there's a personal feeling. You can't tell somebody, this is a home. You can't tell, I tell you, this is your home. You hear what I tell you? You can't tell nobody that. The person can feel it within. The person can feel within when they walk in the door, they're supposed to feel, you know, this weight lift off of the shoulder. Qua. You want to go sleep so you could go work tomorrow or go to school or wherever you go, and you want to get out. Now you're home. That's a house. When I moved down here, like I said, I moved Caboton now. When I moved down here, my girl wasn't here. Okay, my girl wasn't here. And I moved down here and everything, and I thought I was going to be closer to the beach and stuff like that. The truth is, I still wasn't comfortable now. Because this is a bougie-ass neighborhood with bougie-ass people. And yeah, this is a bougie-ass residence, but pure bougie people. And honestly, you know, when I wasn't here yet and I was looking at it from Périgueux, I check in, yeah, but I could come there, man, to clean, you know, nobody can teach you this, nobody can teach you that. I check in, yeah, but you, I mean, friend, you know, be tranquil, no, you know what I mean? When I come here, this wasn't a home for me. I check in, but yo, I feel like everybody watching me. I feel like, yeah, all I was doing was homework, and stuff like that. That wasn't for me. No, my girl come with me. You know, if I gotta be honest, I could consider this as a home. I love to come home to her. Like I should have finished before me sometimes. I like to come home to her. I love to cook, you know, and to put her food down and we might eat and you could laugh because this is a home now. The fact of her coming there, the fact of her being with me, we might farm a home. This ain't a house anymore. This is a home. Mm-hmm. I love to be here. But that's me. But if not, like you say, you could be by yourself and find a home. But if I was by myself, this wasn't going to be my home.
Because, okay, I would say, I got two homes too. I don't feel comfortable when I go look in my house. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like I'm happy. Like, I don't feel all the stress come but, off my shoulders. I don't feel good. Eh? Here, same way. Same thing. Maybe he'll just have more interaction.
So when you go look, that's it. You go in school and you you know heading up, that way you're feeling that way of happy and stuff like that. No, because
I understand when you go look,
to make you feel like a home. Because you go in school and you know you finally doing what you wanted to do all the time, that way you're excited and making it and calling it a home.
Yeah, maybe it have something to do with that too.
Because
I happy quad.
Yeah, exactly.
I finally getting through quad, you are.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think it have something to do with it too. I feel good. I don't feel like
somebody drinking wine or something.
Like
or
I was in France in 2016. Nah, that's longer to punch maracuja.
But and you, Brandon, you going to a long distance relationship right now?
She really Lyon, I see fuck well.
Yeah, but it's still a long distance relationship.
Well, nothing. Yeah,
that's still a long distance.
I wouldn't say so now because she'll be with me a lot.
Because
she only gone for maybe 2 weeks now. She was with me like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So I don't really consider it as a long distance relationship. I really see each other a lot.
Yeah, but. That's still a long distance relationship because from she gone till now, you sleeping by yourself. It's a long distance relationship.
Right. I wouldn't say so because I was already in a really long distance relationship like SM France, no? Like that is what I consider as a you know a really long distance relationship. Like you really can't see the person.
So if the unless France staying a long distance.
No, well then. I just mean for me, like in my situation, we just see each other a lot, we just see each other often. And to say, like, I just spend like
for his situation,
like
5 months I know
and then I go see her. Just like, if I want, I could just wake up on a weekend check and let me go down there. You see?
For now, until we come finish.
All of us been
if I got to be honest,
all of us been
that hard.
But me, honestly, today, maybe before I would be stressing more about it and try to do more effort, but today, I don't know. Yo, once you start complaining about communication and that long distance, you're like,
but the problem is nothing. When you do that, she can look, because if she's a type of girl that she needs somebody, she can start talking
to her
comfort, and then after you lose a girl,
Yeah. But dying ain't bother me. Dying ain't bother me. Cause if you start doing that, and if I ain't doing it.
Yeah, but Nati, are you two different human?
What I mean?
Dying to Nati, are you two different?
You were never interested.
But are you two different human beings?
You were never interested in the starting.
That's
that.
Two different human beings. Maybe you don't need that constant thing, but she do. When you get in a relationship with her, you're supposed to, you're supposed to have some compromise. There are things what you don't like, but you may have to accept, because if you want to be with her, you don't accept it. There are things what maybe you just do, what she don't like, but she don't have to accept it because it's you. But you cannot just try to impose your way and you always right, because you don't like that. You don't want to communicate. That don't mean she don't want to communicate. That just totally pushing her away. I think you're supposed to have a compromise.
They want your time.
If there's your model,
G. If you spend your money on something, or you spend your money on that fight, you see that too expensive.
Nah.
You got a different video.
But to me, that's my account go to come in. Okay, my account team hurting you.
That's just curing. you prefer somebody but don't give a shit.
If I eat a
then a relationship, but then a so.
No, but if I eat a kebab.
Yeah, but so in fact, you want to make your woman.
Head,
that one. You want take you want take a woman. Take, I like that girl shit. Let me take that girl shit.
Build a woman.
I like that girl here. let me put that girl here on the thing, and after take this personality, what I tell you to do this, you want build a woman.
Honnêtement, if that factory, first in line in that factory, you.
Because I think if they could have built us. But the truth is, you can't build nobody. You with that person, because there's something you like about that person, you fall in love with that person for a reason. No, you know?
You got to check that. I also want to build my woman, you know? I want to
build my woman. I want to
build my woman. By me, on the field, there are football girls who don't come and play football. If I see a girl shaking a man, that made me fall in love, no? I like to see these things, and dying the point, like, team gotta be like that, you know? They gotta be like somebody who care for you and this and that team. The also what you're looking for, but me not to see it in a different way, but like, also what you're looking for, but also like the other person gotta be attracted to you, I think.
Nah, but I think relationships is like this. You know, you don't go with somebody because, in fact, there are things in life that you need a person. So, you know, there are people who need somebody to encadre them, man. And there are some other people who need support. In fact, you don't be with somebody. You know you're missing that kind of thing. And that person can bring that kind of joy and happiness back to you, now. You know you're missing this. There are people who are disorganizing. And the man find a woman, the woman really organize the life. You may know exactly which way, which people be, or whatever people be, or you know, it's a woman. That's just the strength of a woman. If I gotta say something, Adenzo, I really proud of you. I find that you're talking a lot. No, you're talking a lot. You know, you ain't afraid to say what you gotta say. You invested, G. And I could see that is the football, but enough for you, G.
You know what you always used to say, yo. Everything happened for a reason.
Okay.
And what my response was? My response was, yo, things that happen for a reason, but yo, sometimes things that happen for a bad reason too, not always a good reason, true. But on goal, the point was
things that and that girl who you're with being long distance happened for a reason, too. All I don't want you to do is push her away.
Yeah, well,
because she also got feelings. And you got feelings, But she feelings gonna get hurt faster than yours because you is the one that didn't push away. If you was the one I wanted to talk, mm-hmm. if like for instance, Nati, let me just yeah, mm-hmm. this I don't know, I don't want to say this example, but I'll still say it because it's just an example. And me saying that that won't happen or anything, but it's just an example. Let's just say Nati, your mother and your father, they just went through something, and you know that the man just announced that you know what, well pack your stuff then go, you know, and the man separate. You know, you're in the middle, you don't know who to go to. You don't know if you want to go talk to your mother, you want to go talk to your father. In fact, you're checking, you wasn't expecting that, no? You know what I mean? And now that's a time where you want to talk and you want to express how you feel. Mm-hmm. Imagine she pushed you away then. You know how you can feel?
but how old I is, you know?
Because yeah, if I feel you, yeah, I think the same way. But
you keep it pushing, and all like, yeah,
I think the same way. Like, look at me, I'm a person I know. If I go through something, I know how to deep myself quite a check.
Yeah,
I know I could deep myself. So if you help me, no, okay, Sean, honestly, thanks. But if you ain't bothering with it, thinking, you know, thinking about me, cause I'm doing my thing.
Because Sean, watch that. I'm in a different mind space today. If it was okay, let's say 4 years ago, yeah, I would have. Okay, that would affect me. But today, the other day, that ain't affect me. Like, I can deal with it myself. I can deal with it myself. I've been dealing with things myself. So it's like I don't train to deal with it myself anyways.
You never need to talk.
So that wouldn't bother me.
You never need to mind.
Oh, everybody gotta
have some. Never need to talk? Nah, that. Yeah, everybody got somebody to talk to, and everybody always need to talk. But it have a level of yo. Something's gotta be for you, and then things you can express to people, qua.
Yeah, but
because you want to put all your stress on somebody. They're going to be like, but how to help,
you hear? Lean on me. Fellas. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. You know what I mean? Everybody need a friend. You need somebody to lean on. So let me ask you an expression. What you were saying, Brandon, sorry.
I was saying for next time, I just sent you a link. That is a personality thing, no? I can see your questions. After
thing?
They can give her your tell her you what they think your personality is. And work it after us during the week.
Okay.
All right.
Because how we man speaking here, how we man defending all of the argument, like it can show in the personality test now.
Mm-hmm.
I do it once in class and I check in the game.
This is just for Natalia.
Okay.
So, I have a question for you. So, you ain't got my heart no more. Like,
what a man say? No heart no more? What a man say?
Natalia was fast, but to the girl, Natalia.
Yo, that you was soft, G. That you was soft, G.
No, you don't me understand. No.
Yo.
Okay, like, you want to push her off, right? But you know, when you hear she SM now, and you SM, what's going to happen? You want to go back to her, or?
Okay, man, still got heart. First of all, G, wait now. First of all, you still got heart.
First of all, I still got hot. Second of all, back in the days, I wasn't soft. I know the thing is with you, is you ain't understand what I've been through now. I think only Brandon and Sean what I really understand. Chua, because I think Sean mostly understand everything I'm talking about because I went through it with him and I mostly talked to him.
No, I tell you. But if you push on, if you keep on pushing off and thing, and then you know, like after a while, it won't just disappear. And if she comes and say, what gonna happen?
I ain't pushing her off. Explain yourself more, because that ain't what you're doing.
But yeah, listen. But just now, Sean, he said something about don't push her off and thing. So I was just saying, if you push her off,
Sean was giving an example to don't push her off. Don't do things to push her away, chua. But that ain't what you're doing. Is the thing is, I ain't prioritizing time properly, chua. it's like I put in more time into the work and the school work more than I put in time into the
understand.
That's what I doing. So it's like Sean really saying balance it properly. Don't put more time into something and give this one less time. Try balance it
but the
so to be equal.
But the hard.
But exactly the hard, the hard into time consuming.
Into
but time, just yo, I was not into a long-distance relationship because no, my girl and me number before. It was a long-distance relationship, and if I got speak from experience, there are times when we used to just call and just argue. just call, just last on the argument. Quoi.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, we might just disagree, you know, for the whole conversation, we might just disagree on everything. Quoi.
Yeah.
But that's all a part of it. You know, and I know, the next time you feel it calling back because you're checking, oh, I'm going to reflect again. I'm going to have time for that and stuff like that. But the truth is, why? That's what makes your relationship and that's what makes it stronger. Because, thing I know, happy relationship, thing I know, I think, like you were saying, you are finding a balance. Finding a common ground, no?
I just got to meet each other 50-50,
yeah. Yeah, that work to our company. What are you saying?
Listen.
Was your 15? Was she 50?
What are you saying, yo? Go ahead.
Listen, well, for Brandon and Sean, I'm a guy, my woman, over 2 years now. Like, to not be hard, like, doing my, like, working and still got to keep her happy and thing. To not be, like, hard.
Yeah. Because for me, I ain't no but for Sean.
What, the hard for you, Brandon?
But I mean, not hard, but I mean, you know, sometimes it just be, how to put it in a proper way. It'll be challenging. Yeah, it'll be challenging. It'll be challenging. Let me show you
something. Okay, go ahead. My bad.
No, I'm going to say that, like, for me, for example, for the past, maybe, like, the month, yo, I was really, you know, like, with my school and thing, teachers, violating. I was really, I was stressed quite. I was really stressed and thing. And, like, them times, maybe, you know, we can have a little misunderstanding, we start cussing. So, it used to just make me, I was looking for proper way and a proper way to say it, but.
Yeah, because he can get listen to the podcast after.
I know. It's a bit challenging, G. So, like, Dior, she went back, Dior, for a little bit. She can just take my time, stay with myself. Just find back my head, quoi.
You know what? If I gotta be honest, I love this conversation because all of us, you know, speaking honestly, no?
Ooh.
We speaking honestly, Brandon just speak honestly, quoi. Because from outside, everybody's seeing a man posting a girl and everything happily. Yeah, yeah. But the truth is, everybody don't go to have rough things.
Yeah, she's still happily.
That was. Exactly. You ain't gonna give up on it because the girl. No, last month, make 4 years, me and my girl together. That's exactly. What I mean with climbing together now, you know what I mean? Because you know, in fact, when me and my girl get together, both of us was going to school. So you know, making each other happy was on our limit. You know, like we used to do that, and just simply that used to make her happy. And after, as we grew together, I started to work. She was still going to school, so the happiness could have changed, you know. And after I buy a car, and she was going through her license. So then to know the happiness was me putting her in this chair and wheeling, and you know, in fact, you just grow together. You grow to that one is a journey, and in fact, making her happy
is a journey.
So in fact, things if no making her happy is making us happy. Because when she happy, I happy. And when I happy, she happy. In fact, just being happy together. Seeing no by your team hard to make your girl happy no more by nah G it is in fact no to totally change now that both of us working to everything change, you know what I mean? Everything change. Women happiness completely changed. If I gotta be honest, we might be super happy at the end of the month and both of us get paid. So you might have put it together, why you yeah, my yeah. But nah, but that's just for that time, that's just for 5 minutes, no. But in fact, that after that, when we man going, when we man go walk on waterfront, yo, and stuff like that, that's just being happy hand in hand. You know, you still got, you ain't gonna be afraid to hold your hand. You know what I mean? You know, you're in fact, the happiness just changes. You grow together. Are you happy together? You don't have to try to make her happy. You just be you, and that's just being happy. And that's why she being here make my house a home.
You are sort of afraid of her by yourself. Sort of afraid, but I gotta reach to that level. I am that level yet now. I am a level where I still missing some cure now. Some things like, yo, serious, man. Some things like, I'd be like, yo, me kill
him. That's why.
Yo, I don't kill my dog. Serious. I don't kill. Sometimes I'd be like, all right. I change him, but yeah. I got to change back some stuff.
In fact, when you leave,
some things I got
the fact that when you come back at your last relationship before this one, you're in now, when you leave that relationship, you just, in fact, your focus, you know, your focus to just get smaller and to just get more, to just get point, to just get on a, at a point, you know, at that point, and you can, that's exactly where you're going. That's exactly what
yeah,
I want to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody can move me. Yeah, nobody can problem. Change me. That's it. Yeah, in fact, your focus just went straight. Fling! And that's exactly, in fact, no. And you didn't push out the fact of having somebody. You just see that person in a, delay you from where you're going. Like you say, you don't want to waste no time. You got time to reach there. You want to reach exactly there. That person, if they on that train with you going up on us, that the business exactly. They ain't come off Bordeaux Saint Jean. They ain't come off Saint Charles. But you going straight.
Yeah.
And if I gotta be honest, like you said, it's a problem. I don't know if it's a problem.
Yep, that's a problem.
Yeah, but
you see how things can go.
I know what you mean. Like, yo, but no, you just put everybody
in the same basket.
I look at every single body different. Even if you've been to it 10, 15 times, and this the 16th time could be exactly the different one. Because if I had to think like that too, I don't think I'd be with my girl. Because I ain't went to easy relationships. And I get cheated on. I get taken advantage of just for the money. I get this, I get that from multiple girls. But I ain't shut out the fact that to got somebody out you are good. You know what I mean? I always been good to all of them. I always been good.
I'm telling you something.
Yeah.
My last relationship, that was over 4 or 5 years now. And that was my only...
10 years ago?
Me no, anyways. And that's my last relationship too and thing. And you know, like each time I would get pop up and thing, I was always mention my ex and other guy, no. And I think that ain't good to be doing, no. And thing, but why you like that is that me heal, no. Nah, me heal, no. Me no if I understand, me if I
use. Yeah, but continue, G.
Like, So each time I talk to a nigga and thing, like I was talk to her about my ex and thing, particularly me want to happen again, this and that, you know. But now I know like oh I get more mature and thing, particularly like, don't talk about the past, no, just leave that back now. Something like when I made that call, I was just like them things just come back in my head now, you know, like till it never fade away. Don't always come back in my head. So me know what to do to make that never come back.
Yeah. But G, but the thing is, when I say you're wrong and right, is I ain't one, but at the starting of a relationship, you're not supposed to be talking about your ex, but you're supposed to talk about it.
The roughest thing is misunderstanding. Yeah. If you that's more than 80% of arguments in relationship is just misunderstandings. So it's just dying. So everybody can get misunderstanding and you got misunderstanding even with your parents. No, that don't mean that your parents got to stop being parents.
Yep.
To be more mature than the misunderstanding, or you just have.
Yeah.
I just have to be more mature and just, you know, forget about it. Just a misunderstand. I remember when I, before I leave St. Martin, I remember I was done getting the hang of that, no? Because, and even Alenzo, because, you know, sometimes me and Alenzo would have a misunderstanding. And, you know, Alenzo's the type to just get vexed and leave. Everybody don't see that energy. I think all of us don't see. And it just get vexed and leave.
No. It's stopped that by me.
And after Alenzo used to be the type to just sit there and, you know, boobs like boobs, you man, checking your small thing. With me, he should just boobs and checking your small thing. That finish you, man, move on to other things. And that's what you're supposed to be, because it's just a misunderstanding at the end of the day, bro.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, but with men, are different, that just different.
Yeah, yeah,
we're gonna have a big argument with you tomorrow.
Yeah.
We still cool.
I see you're clashing the wood on that kid, but we're still cool.
I vex a change, like, but we still cool. You remember, we're gonna be old. You remember when I knocked you up, man?
Small thing.
Talking to his wife, I knocked this day, boy.
Small thing, man. I respect all of that, man. You know? All of that good. All of that good. Really good.
Thanks again for it.
Yeah, man, fellas.
Thanks again.
You don't know, fellas.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Don't
know. It does.
Is your favorite color blue? Cause you something like my crib tonight. I think I want you to maybe meet me at my crib tonight. Might not be the one, but I'm definitely the prototype. Let's get down and get it on the floor. Wanna be a friend, you can keep.
CK, yeah.